Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A lot is anticipated to change in the coming year, and not just because of the presidential election. There are other reasons, too. For instance, here in Pennsylvania, recreational marijuana remains illegal. However, they are ramping up efforts. Lawmakers, advocates, even some opponents of the past have spent hours talking about this in Harrisburg, and it looks like it's likely to change, especially since Governor Josh Shapiro seems to be behind it. And joining me is the co-founder of Plant Media Project here in Pittsburgh. She's a native of Pittsburgh and actually a friend, Gina Ventzels. I think, Gina, you know more about this subject than anybody I know anywhere.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me on, Larry.
So Paul and I, we've got a couple of questions because obviously, sure, medical marijuana has been in use now for several years. And How many states have legalized recreational use?
There are 25 states that have legalized adult use cannabis, which is another way to say recreational. And that includes our neighbors as well. I mean, we have Ohio, Maryland, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, and Virginia. And we even have medical use in our neighboring West Virginia. So we're getting a lot of pressure because this is happening so close to home.
So we're an island right now. However, the
Absolutely.
Big change may be the governor of Pennsylvania supports this effort. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, Governor Shapiro has placed cannabis into the last two budgets. And the intent to file a bill versus actually getting the bill signed and into action are very different. So we hope that maybe this third time will be a charm.
Yeah, Gina, that leads me to my question. I was talking with Larry about this before we got started this morning. I thought, you know, I don't know how many times it's been attempted in Harrisburg, but it just repeatedly fails. And why is that?
Well, the GOP has never supported cannabis legalization in our state. And I think right now, because it's now being reconsidered more around, you know, the impact it can make on us economically. I mean, we can see Pennsylvania, what they're projecting is $2.8 billion in adult-use cannabis sales in the first year of implementing legalization. That could generate as much as $720 million in tax revenue and create upwards of 45,000 jobs for us in the state of PA. So maybe where there are a lot of conservatives that were still thinking about this plant as a recreational drug, we've seen on the federal level it becoming declassified to Schedule 3. We are feeling state by state nationwide that other states so close to home are making these changes, and we could use the revenue here in Pennsylvania. Could we use cannabis to help clean up our potholes or to help our schools or to help our unhoused? There's so much ways that we could use this money to support our neighbors and our community, and I think the time is right for us to make Pennsylvania adult use in 2025.
In your experience, we're with Gina Ventzel, co-founder of Plant Media Project. The states that have had this for many years in some cases, how are they handling it and the pushback from people that say they don't want it?
Well, we need data, right? You need to start the program in order to start pulling data to realize a lot of the reasons why folks have said that the plant is dangerous is that, you know, people will have more DUIs and be more recklessly drivers. Well, we have data now in the states where cannabis is legalized that that's not the case. The other is, oh, it's a gateway drug and it'll get into the hands of children. Well, now we have data to show that, you know, if grandma's doing it, maybe the kiddos don't think it's as cool anymore. I don't know, but they're not doing it in the numbers that we expected. So we're having respect for this plant. We're seeing that it is, you know, used in Pennsylvania by over 700,000 medical cannabis patients. So a lot of people in our state are already using this as medicine, but to get into the medical program, it's quite expensive. So being able to allow this plant to become adult use will actually help for more people to get access to this medicine. Whether you call it recreational or not, I believe it is a medicine, and I believe it can help many more people if we create more jobs out of this and create a system where it becomes more affordable for people to get access to cannabis.
Gina, you mentioned reclassification of marijuana at the federal level. Where does that stand right now?
So right now we're very close. I mean, we would, President-elect Trump would have to, you know, take it across the line. But last April, I'm on the board for Students for Sensible Drug Policy, which is the largest youth-led organization to fight the war on drugs. And we were a part of the largest bipartisan coalition in history. We went to D.C. last April. We hit every single member of Congress. We, as both sides of the aisle, came together for three things: to declassify cannabis, to release all cannabis prisoners, and to expunge all cannabis-related records. We did a really great job because 2 weeks later, President Biden said, okay, let's declassify this as Schedule 3, which means that, you know, when a drug is classified Schedule 1, it means that it has, you know, no medical cases and it has strong use of abuse. By declassifying it to level 3 allows us to do the research that we need, but it's still not justice. In the state of Pennsylvania, we have seen there have been 12,000 people arrested for cannabis possession here in the Keystone State just this last year. So even though we have all these medical patients, we're still throwing people in jail over the same plant. And so we need to make these changes so that we can protect our citizens. And it's going to happen nationwide, and we don't want our state to be left behind.
Gina, where can people learn more about this effort and help you support it?
Well, to learn more about what I do, you can visit plantmediaproject.com. But I feel that if you're really interested in getting active, even here locally, we have a Students for Sensible Drug Policy Pittsburgh community chapter. So anyone, whether you're a student or not, is welcome to join that. So you can learn more at ssdp.org. And if you're looking for updated daily news, check out marijuanamoment.com, which had Pennsylvania's cannabis legalization as the headline to today's newsletter.
Perfect timing. Gina Venzel, co-founder of Plant Media Project. Appreciate your time and your passion. I can tell.
Oh, I'm very passionate about this. There's a lot of people making money over this plant, yet still many people sitting behind bars. And we need to create a system that can free all of the people of these expungements and allow this plant to be used medicinally for the people that need it most. Thank you always for having me on the show, Larry.
All right, Gina.
You know, Larry, one time in Kentucky, I was told marijuana was the state's largest cash crop off the books.
Well, let's be honest. People are using it recreationally, or adult use, it's a matter of semantics. But you know, around here, I'm not saying in the building here, I'm saying around town.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny. We walked out of a concert and somebody goes, I smell the devil's lettuce burning.